Warner Brothers, those fly by night, fly by the seat of their pants, itinerant carpenters of the South End, hammered their last nail back in 1980 or thereabouts. Cascade Lumber had just opened their new location coming onto the island, and while they knew us by name and reputation, they also knew we flew under the radar of the state business licensing and the county regulations. Permits? Our motto was, we don't need no stinking permits. My partner in crime and carpentry was up this 4th of July, so we toured a few of our illegal structures, most still standing, albeit a few are leaning slightly, but then so are we. Joe had moved to various places before settling down in Seattle and Gomorrah, where he bought a 1923 bungalow. Needless to say, he put the piranha skills to work and doubled the size of his house, now worth about a cool million. He even got permits, or so he claims. In his spare time, he built boats, sailboats, and kayaks. The Piranha Brothers aren't just landlubber contractors. Me, I stayed put on the South End. Built some small buildings, a wood shop, boathouse. Yeah, I built kayaks and sailboats too. Greenhouses, saunas, and finally built our mansion on the hill. With a permit to save a marriage. Joe's missus really hadn't heard tell of the Piranha Boys. Probably couldn't imagine us slamming additions together with used lumber and nails we'd pulled and straightened. We were poor and untrained, but we didn't let that stop us, or the building inspector either. When Joe drove off, I decided, you know, maybe retirement was premature. Got a knee replacement that's hobbled me physically and spiritually, but it's time to strap on the tool belt, I figure, and let the Piranha Brothers ride once again. Today I tore off the old deck. Tomorrow I start framing a bigger one. The Piranha Brothers, legends in their own mind.